This podcast is brought to you by ToolsForStressRelief.com. Debbie Cohen at ToolsForStressRelief.com is a licensed social worker and a yoga teacher. Her 24-page booklet has tips for stress reduction using breathing and meditation. These make great holiday gifts, and business owners can stamp their contact info on the cover. This is much more effective for contacting past customers than sending a flyer alone. Debbie also has a home study course on using yoga, meditation, and breathing for depression and anxiety. It has a case studies in it, and nurses, psychologists, and social workers can get 3 CEU credits. The course is very useful for self-care and has case studies in it. You can also get a customized one-on-one session for your own situation that will use insight therapy, breathing, meditation, and poses to help with your own situation. Visit www.toolsforstressrelief.com to read articles and pick up a free 10-page report. This podcast is also brought to you by Hoovoos.com. Hey guys, check out the new social network Hoovoos.com, where you can share all of your music, videos, photos, make new friends, and pimp your own profile. And guess what? There's so much more to find out. Remember, visit them at www.hoovoos.com. Because guess what? Facebook might go under. Vine might go under. MySpace went under. So what are you waiting for? Go today to www.hoovoos.com. That way you can make new friends and have a new, brand new social network site. And you don't have to wait for Facebook to go down. You're already going to have your profile set up here at Hoovoos.com. So go for it. Sign up today, Zun. This podcast is also brought to you by FreeHotspotZone.com. Attention business owners offering free Wi-Fi. New social media marketing platform that will convert your internet surfers to a money machine. Create marketing campaigns with outside vendors who want to get access to your customers by redirecting surfers to their marketing landing pages. You can now charge vendors to place ads on your free Wi-Fi marketing system. Create instant Facebook email campaigns and special promotions all in real time. No more worrying about Wi-Fi hogs. The longer they stay on, the more you can market to them. Call today to get your new marketing platform installed. Works anywhere you have internet connection and works with all devices. See instant ROI. Visit our website today at www.freehotspotzone.com. This podcast is also brought to you by RoarUSALive.org. Get your tickets to the internet's largest celebrity concert where anyone with a laptop or a smartphone can attend. Go to www.roarusalive.org and get your tickets for just $4. Yeah, you heard me right, $4. Get your Roar USA Live celebrity tickets today and make your voice roar. Be sure to place your vote on who you want Sally and Jane to ask to perform at their Roar USA Live celebrity concert by visiting www.roarusalive.org. That's www.roarusalive.org. We'll see you at the concert. All right, guys, you ready to get this podcast started? I am so ready. Let's go.
You are now listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Dez.
Hey! What's going on, people? I just get excited. Every time I hear that theme song, it just pumps me up. I'm like, let's ready. We're ready to do this, man. We're ready. We're rock and rolling, man. We're actually doing this, man. It's so freaking amazing. It amazes my mind. It does. Just the journey I've taken and everything I've, you know, been through. And I am going through, because I'm going through a lot still. you know, with this whole journey, from, you know, zero to hero, like Hercules. Hercules, zero hero, he's our hero. I don't know where that came from. But yeah, it's that type of day. It's Sunday, December, 15 now? Wow. Wow. Like, time really flies by quick. We're already in December 15th. Get it together, cocksucker. Like Joey Diaz would say. Get it together, cocksucker. Get it together. If you are not doing nothing, you should be doing something, man. It's December 15th. We're at the end of the year. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I'm feeling fine. It's a great song. It's an amazing, amazing song that I used to listen to. Oh, my God. How unprofessional am I? Like, everything is ringing. Everything is going. It's weird. It's so weird. No, guys, but I had a pretty good week this week. It was a really productive and great week. I hope yours was amazing. One of the things I gotta say is you guys got to keep doing what you're doing. If you have something that you're doing and it's positive and it's really is gonna help you get to that next level, keep on doing it. You know, keep on doing it. Because sometimes we don't see, you know, the clear skies on those things, but with persistence, you see achievements. You know, we get bumped out a lot with negativity and things that we really don't need in our lives. But if you really keep at it and keep doing just a little bit, just as much as you can do, if you give your best every single day to whatever you're doing, every single day, just a little bit, and that's all you can do, then at the end of the day, a lot's going to be happening. And by that I'm saying is that sometimes we just get so trapped in our own minds about saying things like, I want to change the world, or I want to do something extremely big. And sometimes that sole idea is so big in our heads and we just keep obsessing about it day in and day out, that we start losing hope, we start losing faith little by little, and we start not doing, we stop doing our best, and we start doing mediocre or okay at best, but not really our best. And all I'm saying is do your best every single day, no matter what. Just, man, if it could be as simple as your mom told you, hey, can you go and cut the grass, please, Toby? Go and cut the grass over there. Man, cut the fuck out of that grass. Like, cut the fuck out of that grass. Don't hold back. Go. Do the best you can fucking do cutting that fucking grass. Just go for it, man. Why are you waiting for? Why are you doing an okay job? So your mom can yell at you afterwards and be like, hey, you know that grass ain't cut right. You better go and cut it. Okay? Just go and do it. Okay? Just go. You know, and you don't have to wait for that to happen. You basically, if you cut the fuck out of that grass, I don't know what I'm talking about. I've been ranting about cutting grass for the past 3 minutes now. I don't know why I'm ranting so much about cutting grass. But cut the fuck out of that grass. That's all I'm saying. Go do your best, okay? Don't wait for somebody else to tell you, hey, you kind of fucked up here on the side, you know, when you're doing my edge. If you're a barber, for example. Don't wait for that. Fix it. Fix it, man. If you see a lopsided edge, you know, like, you gotta fix that. You gotta make it perfect. You gotta put that shit, you know, square inch diameter down, little triangle on the side, things like that, you know. That's those are your things that are my, I'm sorry, guys, I had to get this out of my system. It was just something I was carrying for the past week, you know, and I just had to I have to just take that out. Just take that out of my system. Just take it completely out. But yeah, guys, I want to talk a little bit. I was reading about my origins, you know, my Puerto Rican roots, which is hilarious because if you're a new listener, hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Steve Dez Island. If you're an old listener, you know this. You know this because you know me heart to heart, you know? That's why I'm opening up to you so you know me more and more and more and more until we just know me so much that you want to marry me. And, you know, and when we get married and then, you know, we have babies together and things will happen. And, yeah, that's my life. Don't you forget. That's my life. It never ends. A.K.A. No Doubt. No Doubt. It's a great song. Gwen Stefani. Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting weird in this podcast today. I'm getting pretty weird in this podcast. But that's just to show you another side of the Steve Dez that you haven't seen before. You know, it's the weird side, the flirtatious one, the one that wants to talk to you in this matter, you know, and goes like, hey, I can buy you flowers. If you want me, I can buy you flowers every day, any day. No, let's talk serious. I wanted to talk about this past week. By the way, I'm going to give a massive shout out to my roommate that just got a new car. Shout out to my roommate. Shout out to you, sir. Congrats. You've been working really hard. And this is his first car. So kudos to you, sir. Kudos to his users. So basically this past week, I had an amazing, amazing week. I shot this video with the one and only Janet Jackson. Yes, I did. I said it on air right here, Kevin Hart style. You know, I gave, you know, I did a great, great music video that's coming out. It's coming out pretty soon. Pretty soon. It's coming pretty soon. I am going to be the boyfriend of Janet Jackson in that video. So stay around. Stay tuned for that. I'm going to send you the links and all that stuff. Whenever the video's coming out, I'm pretty sure it's going to be in like 2 months or so. Because the people I already worked with, the people that we shot the video with, is my good old buddy, Shoni Francis from Social Comedy Network. Check out socialcomedynetwork.com or socialcomedy.com. I don't even know what the website is. You just look for Social Comedy or Shoni Francis. You'll find it. You'll see it. You'll see the A Family That Lies. I was in that sketch. Check it out. It's amazing. And the Janet Jackson video is coming up pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to give you the links and all the goody stuff for that. I had had this audition for my good old pals that I worked with them multiple times. I'm surprised they haven't offered me a contract yet just to work for them permanently. Mundos. Shout out to Mundos. You know. Mundos, they're awesome. It's like a bilingual channel. They speak Spanglish a lot. They start speaking to you like this, like, hey, welcome to Mundos, you know. Y empezamos a hablar así porque me gusta switch it to English. And then I talk to you like this, and here I'm with Juan Stefani. Juan Stefani, ¿te gustan los tacos or you don't like tacos? Like, they just switch it up like that, and they make it look cool. So it's a great TV. I think a lot of people, the people could get confused, especially babies look at this channel. Like they will get pretty confused. Like my nephew, when he was growing up, now he's like 10, something like that. He could be 9 or 10. I'm not sure, but I'm a horrible uncle. I'm a horrible uncle. He got lost there for a second. basically, when he was growing up, he was having issues. Like, he would be talking in English for half of the time, and then he would switch to Spanish real quick, and then he would go to English again. And he was doing all this stuff, but he was doing it as a one language. Like, he didn't understand that this is Spanish and this is English. He thought this is one language just because he was being raised this way. But now he knows the distinction, and he speaks mainly English. I very rarely have heard him or seen him speak Spanish, like, completely, but he fully understands, because every time he goes to visit my mom back in the motherland in San Juan, Puerto Rico, then my mom always speaks to him in Spanish, like, mira, te traite eso, traite los trates que están allí. Mira, coge aquello, lo que está allí. And he goes and picks it up and stuff. But he understands completely. Like, every time I would say, hey, pick up that paper. I would say, mira, recoge el papel. And he would go and pick it up, you know? Like, he knows. That's pretty awesome. That's a great skill to have, man. The more languages you learn, the possibilities are endless, man. You can do so much if you know so many languages. Like, I really wish I had the capacity. I'm already not struggling, but anything. But I'm trying to. The thing is, I want to be. I'm a perfectionist in certain ways. You know, I always want everything to go smooth and perfect, at least as best to my abilities. I'm trying to let that go little by little, the whole perfectionist thing, because we can't be perfect, man. And honestly, I don't want to be perfect. What makes everything great is that it's not perfect, that there's little mistakes here and there. It's what makes us human. And I love that. That's the process of life, and that's why life is even interesting. Because imagine everybody perfect. Anyway, I'm perfect. I'm perfect too. Let's make perfect babies. Well, let's have a perfect career. Let's have a perfect life. But no, that's why hurricanes and fucking poverty and animals getting killed and people don't want to let gay people get married, and people don't want to legalize weed, and all this shit is happening in life to make it interesting. Because life is like a quest, you know? Like, you look at all those problems and all those things, and you go like, fuck, there's a lot of problems in this world. And then you come with that mindset that I told you not to have necessarily, that it's like, I am going to change the world. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to do everything I can to become the ultimate supreme person and hero for everybody. And then as we move towards that, you know, we start getting this big idea of the whole, fuck, I don't think I can do it. It's too much pressure. It's too much things, blah, blah, blah. But if you focus on just doing your best every day, little by little, you soon get to that goal. Why are you focusing so much on selling out the Madison Square Garden if you cannot sell out a 100-seat theater in your local city? Come on, man. Come on, woman. Get up your ass and start doing your best. Put that, I don't know. You can make a t-shirt out of that. How about that? Make a t-shirt out of that saying, I just said. Ha ha ha, get it? Really funny, really funny. So yeah, I had a pretty good week, man. I worked as a lobotomist. I actually did for this industrial job that I did for this hospital, you know. And it was so, first of all, I'm going to say this, and I started writing my blog. I'm doing way more stuff than what I was doing. And I know a lot of you people would say, yeah, oh my God, Steve Dez, like, works a lot. Like, he has his podcast, and he does stand-up, and he does improv, and he has his YouTube channel, and he's a video editor, and he's a writer, and he sets up lights, and he works as a PA, and he does, you know, I do a lot, guys. I do a lot. But for me, when you get to this level, You know, there's a part that is not enough. You have to be doing more. The thing is, what I would recommend, especially if there's some first-time parents out there listening to this podcast right now or things like that, I sound like a girl on that one. I want to tell you, give your kids a lot. And by a lot, I'm not saying, like, give them a lot of toys or give them a lot of whatever else. Give them a lot of work. I know it sounds kind of, why? They're kids. Let them play. Let them be happy. Yeah, let them be happy. Let them play. But let them do a lot of things, a lot of extracurricular activities, like playing basketball, playing bowling, joining the chess club, being the honor roll, having multiple classes, learning multiple languages, do video editing, play video games. I don't know. Like, just let them do as much as possible between those years, those nourishing years, that's like teens and down, you know, all those years. Let them do as much as they can. Try to explore. Talk to them. Be like, hey, do you like this better? Do you want to try basketball? You want to try karate? You want to try this? You want to try that? Try, even if you are in a low income family, just try to give them the best you can every single day, just a little bit. And that is going to change that child's life forever. For example, when I was growing up, my mom, she took me out of public school at a young age. I was in elementary school when I got taken out of the public system. And that move, that single move that my mom made, that little sacrifice that my mom made for me and my family and everybody, completely changed my life forever. She, you know, just got out of a divorce from my dad, and a bunch of bad stuff was happening in her life. She was in a really low point. And be mindful that she has three kids of her own, you know? And that's me and two of my three sisters. Because I have another sister. I have two stepsisters, and I got one sister. Sister. And at that point, you know, my mom had everything against her. She had three kids that she had to raise. One's finished high school, so going to college time. The other one in, you know, almost middle school, and me in elementary school. And single mom, you know, low-income family, bad neighborhood, Puerto Rico, just trying to, almost not even, I don't even believe my mom was a citizen at that time. So, you know, pulling forward, and she was working at cleaning houses, you know, from house to house, getting paid, and getting little by little involved into taxi driving. And then she said, you know, I'm just going to work more hours and work harder and work more and work more and work more until the point that I can provide and I can do this. And I know I can do this. I just have to work harder. You have to stop being lazier. I just have to be doing this because I want my kids to have a great education and a great future. And I want them to have more. And this is the only way I can give them more, is by giving my best every single day. And, you know, she will wake up at 5 a.m, make us breakfast, clean the house, do laundry if it's needed, feed us, dress us, not really dress us, well, maybe my sister, but not me, I dress myself, well, sometimes my mommy dress me, hey, sometimes I need those special Tuesdays with my mom, so don't be like that, okay, let me have my special Tuesdays with my mom, sometimes on Tuesdays I let my mom dress me up, I just want that, okay, don't complain about it. Anyway, my mom, you know, after all that, she, you know, she gave us food, whatever, drove us to school. We were there 7 o'clock, 7:15. Most of the time we were late. Honestly, we were late most of the time. 7:15, 7:30. It was always like, it was like a routine. It was like something that became constant. That's why I became a person. Like, it's crazy how I look back on my life and everything is because of my childhood. Like, everything I do, everything I apply to life, it's my childhood. It's me. So I haven't really changed that much. Like, I have adapted to stuff and I left old bad habits and tendencies that I used to have and to become a much gooder my favorite word, a much gooder person and a nicer person and just a positive person, you know? And I'm still a work in progress. I'm not saying I'm perfect, guys, and I will never be, but I'm a work in progress. And the thing is, I do my best every single day. That's what I want you guys to do, okay? I want you to do your best. That's all I want you guys to do. Just do your best every single day, and you go far. Because we are the crazy ones. Dun, 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 dun. That's the song, right? Kesha. I met her. I did the VMAs, not this year, but last year, 2012. I did the VMAs, where I worked the VMAs, mainly on the segments that they shoot behind the scenes. Like, they put, like, little sketches with celebrities and the host. That year, the host was Kevin Hart. So that was just a freaking dream come true, you know, to work with Kevin Hart. Like, not even, like, honestly, looking back at life, just looking back, and just because it's December, I gotta look back a lot. There's a lot I've accomplished, man. And it's insane because it wasn't even on my plans. Like, if you would have told me, Steve Dez, you're going to meet Kevin Hart and work with him and get advice from him and things like that. Like, I wasn't things like that. Then I would have told you, I would do that and more. Nah, I would be like, you're kidding. Like, that was not going to happen. Let me sip this real quick. A little bit of lemonade, if you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. It's raspberry lemonade. It's okay. It tastes a little disgusting. I think this is expired. I strongly believe this is expired. I cannot even see an expiration date on this bitch. Let me see. It says February. So, whoa, is it 2014 or 2013? That's 2014. It tastes like it expired from 7-Eleven. Everything from 7-Eleven is sort of expired. Even the donuts. Like, sometimes you try and you're like, this is expired. But you still eat it. I still eat them. I'm like, I eat less and less of it. I've been laying off of donuts. Like this year was the year I think I have not bought so many donuts. Like, honestly, looking back at this year, I probably bought, like, 8-9 boxes of dozens of Krispy Kreme donuts. Maybe. And, like, 2 from Food for Less, those glazed donuts, the big packs, the jumbo, the 18-pack. So, at the end, how much is that? 9? That is nothing, man. That is absolutely nothing. I'm really, really surprised that I got like really low amount of donuts bought this year. Because if you guys know me, if you don't, you're gonna know me now. But I'm a huge, huge, huge Krispy Kreme donut lover. Like, one of my favorite jokes is Chris Rock's joke on Krispy Kreme donuts that he said, I wouldn't be surprised if they say Krispy Kreme has crack in it. And it's true, because it's like, man, like, Krispy Kreme donuts are so freaking good. It's hilarious. It's hilarious how good they are. They're amazing. They're great. They're just perfect. But the thing is, what I found out, though, is that they make it different based on region. For example, one of the only things I dislike, and I hate, dislike about LA is that there is not necessarily great food out here. Let me rephrase that. There is great food here, but the thing is, sometimes, especially being most of the people in LA are transplants, they're not from here. Sometimes you have that, you have the crave. And the crave is when you really want, like, something from your family side or something from the city or the place you went through. Like, if you're from Cincinnati, you want some Cincinnati food or whatever. If you're from Puerto Rico, you want some Caribbean food, you know, something like that. And in LA, you don't necessarily can get that experience. Necessarily, depending on where you come from. But for me, being from Puerto Rico and Dominican and all that, New York and Florida, you know, it's a different feel. It's a different feel. And but one thing I noticed, like, when you go outside of LA, you don't necessarily get the type of food you're craving, but you get really good food. Like, really, really good food. I'm on a quest on finding the best French toast in the entire country. I'm starting with California. The best French toast in California, because that's where I'm at right now. So, and so far, so good, guys. So far, so good. I'm going to say Big Bear. You're easily number two, number three on my list. Big Bear. You got pretty good French toast. Let me say that. Amazing French toast. Let me add Big Bear. Amazing scenery, amazing French toast. That will be my review for Big Bear, California. Now let's speak to Altadena. Altadena, California. Let me say, sir, not too shabby, not too shabby. I'll give you a fourth. A really great appreciative fourth place on French toast. They're great. They're amazing. I love your French toast. Let me say exquisite. I give you a nice fourth. And not the 4th of July. I give you a fourth in my list, which is bigger. If you know what I'm saying. Wink, wink. I just watched UFC 167 for all y'all UFC fans. George St. Pierre versus Hendrix. That dude, let me just say this. Honestly, you have to tell me that sport is rigged. Everything's rigged. I feel like everything's rigged. That's why I watch wrestling. That's why I watch wrestling. And that's why, let me segue into something real quick now that I mentioned wrestling. That's why this podcast is going to be a little short. I'm sorry, guys. I know all of you are going to hate me, and they're going to be like, Steve, we want an hour and a half, but I'm going to cut the podcast short. So it's just probably going to be just an hour. Because today there's a pay-per-view called TLC, Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. From WWE, War Wrestling Entertainment. And I'm in no way, shape, or form sponsored by them. But I'm mentioning them because I'm a big fan. And I'm going to watch the pay-per-view, guys. I'm going to watch the pay-per-view. And the pay-per-view starts in exactly about 25 more minutes or so. So I'm going to go watch it and order some food because I'm hungry as hell. I made some spaghetti and meatballs. They're pretty bomb. So if y'all want some, come get some. You can't see me. That's John Cena, guys. I feel like all these things just flow out of my mouth. Like, I'm not thinking or anything. I'm just throwing stuff out there and things are happening. So that's what's happening right now, guys. That's what's happening. But going back to my week, which was the first thing I was going to say. in the beginning of the podcast, but then I started talking about some other bullshit. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Let me sip on this raspberry lemonade. Yeah, this is expired. That's definitely expired. That just tastes disgusting. That is so fucking gross. And they have, no, they is like, I just turned it the other way around, and it says, they have the nerve to say it's 11% juice. It's only 11% juice. Where's the 89? What the fuck is the 89%? Fake? The 89% is soy milk. Expired soy milk. The whole 89%, it's Lent. They have 89% Lent, 11% juice. That's their new slogan. Like, what the fuck? Like, we are so stupid as a generation in society. Well, not generation. I won't say generation. Generation is too many people. Society. I would say society in general is a little stupid. Because, I mean, we little by little, the internet and all that and the progression of our human minds and technology and everything is expanding our knowledge through things, and we're becoming more aware and aware of important things and things that's happening, you know, how the government is double crossing us and shit like that, and blah 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 blah. We can go on about all that, about government, technology, and society and generations. But what I'm saying is we're becoming smarter and smarter little by little. And I should not insult our entire generation, because our generation is a smart, supporting generation. It's a generation that I've seen programs such as 16 and Pregnant. And at least I see responsible fathers. I'm not in any way, shape, or form advocating the support of shows like 16 and Pregnant and reality shows such as Bad Girls Club, or the Real Housewives of whatever town you're in, they probably have a housewife for it. I'm not saying none of that, but all I'm saying is all you need is love, and that's all you need. But you need money too. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying you have to work hard to love hard. And you have to love hard to work hard. And just do you, boo-boo. Just do you. I hope all this advice and all this knowledge I'm throwing at you, it really rebounds some of your minds, you know. And by rebounding, I mean like it sinks there and it stays there, but then it goes back because you got to transfer it back to somebody. That's what I'm saying. Pay it forward. Don't give it to me. You don't have to leave me a comment saying how great my advice is. I'm just saying pay it forward. Just go to somebody and be like, yo, listen to this podcast, dude. Steve Dez Island Podcast is the best podcast in the entire iTunes, Audio Boo, FM, Stitcher Radio, you name it. They got it. Steve Dez Island's everywhere, man. Soon you'll see billboards. Soon you'll see statues of Steve Dez Island. Not statues of just the island. It's going to be the island and Steve on top, pointing the index finger to the top because he's signaling a dove that is going to come exactly to his finger and perch right there, and his index finger is just gonna be there. That's what's gonna happen. And I just want to say to all my fans out there that I don't sign autographs. It's not because I don't want to, it's just my calligraphy is not good. It's horrible. I have horrible, horrible, extremely bad handwriting. And I blame it all, because you always have to blame it on somebody. I blame it entirely on my kindergarten teacher. That fucking bitch, she wrote like cavemen people probably did. You know, like it was outrageous. It was horrible. It seems like she has never been to a calligraphy writing or a school of that matter to learn. It looks like somebody just gave him a piece of paper and just scribbled. And she teached us how to write. that's what the public system did to me, man. Did to me, man. It was horrible. I was a broken child. A really broken child, like the glass menagerie. Like, at that moment, that's when I felt like I was broken. I was broken into pieces. I was just broken into pieces, and I was all shattered. I was just gone, dead. And I just couldn't understand. Just couldn't understand why somebody would do such a thing like that. I don't. No, but back to the subject that I was speaking in the first place. I think all the... I mean, every podcast is different. I don't know really how is it going to go. This is all however it goes, guys. That's the beauty of freeform. You just don't know what's going to happen. Just things just freaking happen. But basically what happened this past week, I got to work as a lobotomist for this industrial project at a hospital. And it was honestly the best experience of my entire life. Because you know it's a great day when you feel absolutely every single emotion in one day. When you feel every single emotion in just one day, you feel happy, sad, angry, worried, and ecstatic, just scared, nervous, you know, just name every single one, bored, you know, whatever. Just every single emotion. Well, bored is not really an emotion. Bored is a state of being, I think. But every single emotion that you can think of, basically, like, you can totally, like, know for a fact that it's an amazing day just because you felt so much on those days. And working as a lobotomist was the best experience of my entire life. Because when I was there, I was so worried just because me being... I honestly have to say this. Lately, I've been feeling I've been feeling great. I'm feeling pretty good, but I've been stressing a little bit just because I've been, you know, this year was my year in certain ways, but not the year I was expecting. For example, last year, you know, 2012 was an amazing year for me, amazing. And 2013, I said, whoa, if 2012 was this amazing, 2013 is going to be off the chain, man. It's going to be like way, but you know, in another fucking level, definitely another fucking level that you're not going to expect it, you know? And then I got hit with my friend, you know, that got murdered right at the beginning of the year. He was my brother, my closest friend. Then I got hit I was unemployed for the longest time, you know, within that year. I then went back home. And I got the news that my mom got cancer. I was going to say my sister was going to join the Navy, but that's not a bad thing. That's something she wants to do. Fuck it. It's not a bad thing. I don't know even why I thought about that. But yeah, but that happened. And then... Then I paid up my student loans thanks to the people at NBC. They're awesome. And I became broke right after that happened. Kind of didn't thought of, though, that plan entirely. But yeah. But the fact of the matter is that I kept hustling and I kept doing things and things were happening. So on top of that, I was on TV multiple times. I was on MTV just recently. I was on CBS. I was on Spike TV. I was in many tons of networks, man. I I got to got my first improv team, and we're actually celebrating our first year now in 2014, the beginning of it, because we started the beginning of this year, and we're already gonna, you know, have our little birthday, our 1 year anniversary of being together. And saying that in LA is a lot, because there's so many people that quit, and there's so many people that change teams, and there's so many people that move to other towns and things like that. A lot of things happen. So being in one team for a year is saying a lot. I've been doing a lot of stuff, man, and just having this experience of the whole being lobotomist today, this past week, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing, because I was not only worried about my lines, because I had to say them both in English and Spanish, and I'm using a lot of medical terms that I'm not extremely familiar with, because I'm not a person in the medical, you know, field or anything. Not only that, but it's also the extra pressure that I give myself, which I think I'm going to stop doing it. But I like just to make things harder for me, and make things like I always leave. And it's a tendency and a bad habit that I've been doing since I'm a kid. But in a way, it's what has helped me like strive in like big moments. And is that I always leave things for like the last day. For example, my lines, I look at them the day before, and I memorize and I rehearse a lot the day before. And I was doing that the day before, but that same day, the day before, I was also, and I talk about this in my blog if you guys want to, you know, go more in depth about this story. SteveDes.com/blog, right there, if you want to check it out. But basically what happened is that I was also shooting that music video with Janet Jackson that night. So every time I had a break in between takes, I was rehearsing my lines, you know, going over my lines in both English and Spanish. And also the script, me being a Spanish speaker, I know they're trying to say the same things in both English and Spanish, but the way the script is in Spanish, it doesn't match the script in English. So, and the thing is, I'm just an actor. I'm just here to give life to your words, you know? So you can use me for me to give life to your thing that you give me, you know? And I don't really have a power to say, we can go like, hey, can you change the script? I don't really have that power. My job is to just execute the lines you give me, you know, to the best of my knowledge and power. And but if I go, oh, you have to change this, you're gonna go, you're fired, basically. Or they go like, just say what we told you, okay? You know, I always try to be polite and nice to the best of my extent. But then I went there, and oh, thank God, they had this dialect coach, amazing, amazing lady. Her name is Esther. So shout out to Esther, because you're freaking awesome, man. And she's this Cuban chick from New Jersey, from the shore. You know the shore, the Jersey Shore? That's a horrible, horrible impression of somebody from the Jersey Shore. Let me drink this expired raspberry. No, but she was awesome. She came to conclusions with the same thing that I was doing, because she was rehearsing lines with me on set while I was getting my makeup and my costume and things like that. And she was, you know, rehearsing lines with me, and she noticed that I was having a little difficulty. Also, because I left it for the day before, that's a big issue. But and I was in between takes and things, so I was like doing lines on the Janet Jackson thing, but I was doing lines on the, and not lines of coke, guys, lines. That's hilarious. Just lines with the Janet Jackson thing, and lines with the whole lobotomist thing, and then she saw like I was pausing a lot and I was stuttering a lot. And then I just mentioned, I said, fuck it, I'm just going to say something. And I'm like, okay, the thing is, I'm thinking in English when I'm doing the Spanish with you. And the thing is, the English one says words like please, which in Spanish is por favor, and things like that. And it doesn't necessarily match exactly the whole, like, Spanish to English thing. So it's like I'm memorizing two different scripts, but I'm trying to say the same thing. And it's kind of hard for my brain to process all that stuff, at least, you know, like, right now on the spot. So basically, she saw that, she took a look at the script, and she's just a coach. She's there just to, you know, rehearse with me and make sure that everything in Spanish at least is on point and all that stuff. But she didn't make the script. That was other people that made the script, the clients and all that. And so she went, she, you know, made her notes on my script, and she went and took it to them, and bam, script changed. But then the script kept changing and changing and changing, and they kept adding things and getting things, you know, off the script and putting more things on the script. So I was even more worried about my lines, because I don't, you know, if you are there and you're not professional as an actor and you start, you're just doing takes and taking takes and takes and takes and takes and takes and takes and don't get your lines down, then that costs them money. And that's going to get you fired. They actually talked to me about this young girl that did the shoot the day prior. That was shooting on Thursday. They shot also Wednesday. And they had this woman that she apparently wasn't a native Spanish speaker. She only can do script. And there was one word, which is medicamento. She couldn't say it. Like, she couldn't say, it was take after take after take after take after take after take. And then it got to the point that they say, okay, you're fired. Bam. Fired on the spot. And that shit sucks, guys. I never been fired on the spot. I've taken jobs before from people. Like, I have people fired because of me. Not because I wanted to. It's just because they wanted to. Like, I remember last year when I did the Walmart commercial. I was doing my commercial. This is all behind the scenes stuff that happens. When I was doing my Walmart commercial, the clients loved me. You know, the Walmart people, they love my enthusiasm. They love how I, you know, do my thing and all that stuff. And they basically gave me. They said, "Hey, do you want to shoot two more commercials tomorrow?" And I said, "Yeah." And then she said, "Okay. Give me 1 second." She grabbed the phone. Again, I just said that. That's all I said. She grabbed the phone, called this guy, and said, "Hey, whatever, Johnny, whatever his name was, Johnny, do you by any do you remember that you have to come tomorrow? Shoot, blah 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 blah." He's like, "Yeah, yeah." "Don't come. You're fired." Hung up the phone. Like, I was like, fuck. Like, that was cold. That was cold. And that was, oh my God. Like, I felt good and terrible at the same time. And you know that's a good day, again, when you feel all those emotions at the same time. Coming back to a full circle. So basically, I think the whole podcast should be like that. Like, I'm gonna set up this great, amazing story, and then I just go on a weird rant, and then at the end, I come into full circle. Because I'm about to finish this podcast, guys, because TLC is about to start, and I'm gonna look at that shit, and I'm gonna look at that shit. No, but what I was saying, basically, What happened was, so being out on bottom is, I was worried about the words only, but I was also worried more about the whole process of it. Like, I had to know how to, you know, do the whole process. For example, they throw me out with this guy, and he's an actual professional on bottomist, and he's like, "Okay, I'm going to teach you everything I do," and he teaches me absolutely everything. Everything of being a lobotomist. Like, he actually let you teach me how to draw. And it's not saying that I did it, because I can't do that. I'm not licensed for it. But he teach me how to actually, you know, take out blood, take out the plasma of people and stuff. Like, it's insane. It's crazy. I'm surprised I didn't faint. I am surprised. I'm surprised I didn't faint. But I just felt every single emotion. I was so happy. I was scared. I was worried. I was ecstatic. I was absolutely everything just in that particular day. And it was a great day, man. It was a great day. And all I'm saying to you guys is to just rise. You know, rise at every single occasion and moment you have in life. Try to do your best every single day. Just doing a little bit of something, it's enough. You don't have to obsess about something so much. You don't have to just do one particular thing. You can go and try many different things, as many as you like. But just by doing a little bit every single day, you'll see the improvements over time. It won't be tomorrow. It probably won't be in a week. But eventually, in a month, maybe two, a year, who knows, you'll see it. You'll see the difference. One thing that I really admire about my father-in-law, not really father-in-law, but because I'm not married, but my girlfriend's dad, I really admire about him is, like, every single day, he takes a little moment, just a little moment, to practice guitar. Like, you see him, he's watching TV, he's doing his thing, or he could be working, he comes to the house, and he goes, grabs the guitar, picks it up for, like, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 7 minutes, drops it off, does a lot of stuff, and maybe he picks it up again for, like, 5 minutes again, and that's it. Like, only by doing this, it doesn't seem like nothing at all. It doesn't seem like nothing at all. But just by doing this and doing it in a repetitive manner, just doing little and little and little, and every time you try to increase a little bit or just keep the same consistency, it doesn't matter. You can do just 5 minutes every day. Just by doing that much, you'll see a big difference. And that's what I'm saying, guys. Just do as much as you can, or as much as you're willing to do, and just do your best, man. That's my advice from me to you. From me to you. Yeah, from me to you. And, guys, I got to take off because I got to see Tables, Ladders, and Chairs, TLC. All right, guys? I'll see you. By the way, let me say this before I leave. I'm sorry I didn't have a podcast this past week with a guest. I actually, you know, I got busy. I've booked all that stuff. And I've been trying to get a couple of comedians out here, stand-up comedians, because I know y'all appreciate stand-up comedians. And I'm gonna have the lovely Angie Parede as hopefully sometime this week. I gotta schedule, because I was gonna have her on Thursday, but we might have to reschedule that. So I've tried to get some people, you know, some really entertaining people and some really famous people out here, so you guys can meet them. Okay, so I'll see you on the next Steve Dez Island podcast this upcoming week, and I'll see you next Sunday on a one-on-one with Steve Dez. Alrighty.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit stevedez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.